We want to welcome you this morning, this Sunday morning, a beautiful Sunday morning, to the living room. And already Brother Freedom is sensing the presence of the Holy Spirit. For some reason, God seems to show up here, or he touches Brother Freedom's temple in a special way. We don't understand it. We don't need to, but God understands and knows all. And the Lord wants to be with you, dear friend. He wants to touch you right there. And if you will believe and trust in him, God can do it. Brother Freedom can be used. Brother Freedom says he's nothing, and God's everything. And that's how we believe around here. God is everything. Thank you, Lord, for touching us today. Thank you for anointing Brother Freedom. Thank you, Lord, for your mighty touch of healing upon every person, Lord, that needs that healing touch in their soul, their spirit, their mind, their body, and for those who need deliverance, Lord. We just thank you, and we praise you, and we glorify you. We thank you for touching Mike as he reads the scripture and prays, and as Jan prays, and his brother prays and preaches for us. O Lord, have your way. Touch me in my innermost being. Lord, I'm made of dust, and I need your touch, and we all need your touch. And we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, starting in verse 1. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce-breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Then, starting again in verse 11, it says, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And I'll read that again, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Father, thank you for this wonderful day and this wonderful word, Lord, that you're drawing us into perfection. Lord, we praise you. We praise you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Heavenly Father. We praise you, Holy Ghost, because we need you today. We need your touch. And Lord, we ask for your mighty anointing on this service, and we pray that you would reach out through the internet to whoever is listening right now and touch them with your powerful presence. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Father, for another day to worship you and praise you. We know that these are the last days, and we pray that we'd be ready for your coming. Thank you for your precious Holy Spirit who fills us continually and daily. Thank you for cleansing us and purifying us and making us whole. We give you praise in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Father in heaven, we do thank you for this day. We thank you for the privilege of being your children, being your servants, that you're our eternal Father, that we love you, and you're closer than our earthly father ever was. Father, we know that every good and perfect gift comes from you, and every good thing that happens comes from you. And we know that you also control the weather. You control the atmosphere. Even though the prince of power of the air is in this world, yet you still have control in these areas. He does some bad things, but you still control and have everything is still under your control. Father, I thank you for that, because I rest in that this day. Lord God, and I know you're here to help us. You're here to deliver us, to touch us as nobody can touch us, to deliver us, that we might be more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, who died for us on that cross, that he paid in full, that we might have that strength and inheritance that fades not away. And Lord God, we count it such a privilege this day to bring forth this word to people throughout the world, that their ears might receive this message with love, because we love them and we know that you love them. Let them know I'm not an angry person, and you're not angry at all. You just want to see everyone get touched out there this day. And Lord, open the eyes of these to know that we love them and God loves them. And there's a way that you've given us that we can come in the place of holiness, walking in the determination to serve you, and we can walk in victory day by day. And we thank you this day. Lord, we thank you for what you've done and what you have done and what you continue doing. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly, that word thoroughly, that's when you're thorough in something, you're very conscientious. That was one of the things they used to say about me as a mechanic, that I was very thorough. Well, thorough, you don't take things for granted. You're going to check it out. You're a thorough person, you just don't, you might say it looks good, and he says, well, I'm going to look at it and see a little, if there's any trouble, I'm going to back off from it. That we might be thoroughly furnished by heaven. That's you and me. All you out there is talking to us. We're the recipients of what God's talking. He's talking to you, me, everybody. This word is for everybody throughout the world this day. You can receive it. It don't cost you a penny. God is your answer. God is your way maker. He is the one that liveth. He's the one that cometh. He sent forth a Savior to save us. He made this world for us. That's why He made it. Because He wanted fellowship with what we are. You can't really, I can't grasp the love that God had, that He was willing to build this world, to set it all up, to get out of it some that through lifetime they'll give their heart to Him. That they'll love Him so much that He's first, He just wants us to put Him first. That's all. Well, boy, it's great for me because I love Him so much, I wouldn't want it no other way. Because I'm without words. I'm without anything because He is everything. And I believe this verse here, that the man of God, out there and you're a man or woman of God, be perfect, thoroughly furnished. He's going to thoroughly furnish you. He's not going to do it like someone off a conveyor belt and say, it's gone, your hands aren't gone. No, he's going to wait out and say, hey, Jesus, don't this person here needs some extra help. I believe this goes on. We need to help them a little bit. Their heart is towards us. Look at all the many that's not far from us. And my eyes going through to show myself strong on behalf of those kind of people. When we see this, God's in our corner helping us. Touching us even when we don't. When we're really not deserving to have Him, that the all-seeing eye that the world knows nothing about, but He's ever placed, that He is watching you, taking care of you step by step. I remember when I received Jesus Christ, my personal Savior, that my brother just teased me so bad for a while. It was bad. But I just went on to school. He'd even make it where the other kids would, and then had this one kid that felt, well, he's going to take advantage of this Christian. He took a knife out and he said he's going to kill me. I don't know, 8 or 9 years old. I'm just a little kid. And I hear I just, boy, drowning. I thought, boy, this, now I'm going to be facing this. It flashed my light so fast. Here, about a week or so, I was grasping water. Now someone's going to take my life. And if something came upon me, it was just, I could not explain it until this day. I don't know what it was. But like a being came upon me, it was holy. I felt so clean when it was taking place, like a cleanliness. And I knew that salvation was so special. And when that kid drew to me, my arms were so fast, sent by heaven. I never did fight much, but I connected him on his head, and he was knocked out on the ground. And I thought, well, here comes the principal. I'm in big trouble now. Boy, oh boy, I was, then fear come in my heart. But God has not given the spirit of fear. But I didn't know this back in those days. But God hasn't given the spirit of fear, but power, love, and sound mind. Is that? Principal come to me, looked like he's 10 foot, and I was just so afraid. And his name scared me, Rhinus, like a rhinoceros. He was a big man. He says, you don't need to be afraid. I seen what happened. I want you to know that you did nothing wrong. Don't let this bother you. He said, this should have happened many years, a long time ago. Because it's going to help that young fellow out, what you did. Because he could have hurt you really bad, or maybe killed you. I started seeing in life that God was my shepherd, that I didn't have to want. He makes us lie down in green pastures. He leads us beside the still waters. Out there throughout the world, man, take these few words, realize He's that ever-present help in a time of need. Oh, and ever-present. Now is when we need Him. Now I'm hurting. Now I've got a penetritis attack or something like that. That's when you really need Him. He can even deliver you from all areas. And Jennifer, right now, you be healed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't want you to understand what I just did. I received energy right then through the power of the Holy Ghost. If you can receive that the same as I receive it. But it takes stay in the hands between the, in the God's hands. He might perfect you in all good works. See, when you pray for someone, it's good works. When you help someone, it's good works. God approves of that. See, you don't have to be worrying what you did wrong or right. No, He approves of it. And you can have in your conscience, I did right. God gives you the approval, and you can have this every day of your life, step by step, moment by moment, hour by hour, day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, and that's the process that God puts us in that we might be perfectly furnished unto all good things. He says, call, this is to His kids, call unto Me, and I will answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty. Those two words, great and mighty, is really something. Things that you do not know, you don't even know about it. He is bigger than what you face. He's bigger than a giant. In Korea, when they said, I have to go through this minefield, and they said, you'll probably not make it through, but you've got to go. And I said, okay. Started my cat up and just went right through it. Lord's my shepherd. Have to watch. He'll deliver you. He will touch you. He sees these. He seen me where I was at. He dispatched angels, whatever. It said the angel ministers first sent to minister for the saints. Who dispatches the angels? God. He does all these things. I'm here a couple of weeks ago. I thought I'd be killed, but I still this day I don't know what happened. But anyway, if God tipped the car up and upside down, I don't know. But anyway, I've seen things happen that only God can do. I've seen miracles. I've seen God's mighty hand helping me when I worked. God's here where you are in South Korea, Indochina, wherever you live in the United, in the world, this, all this world is God's. The God of God. The God of heaven. The God that His Son, His name is Jesus. And see, the Bible says, and there's no other name whereby you can be saved, only in the name of Jesus. When you said Jesus, that purifies. It's not Muhammad or somebody else. It's God. It's the God of gods. The God of Abraham. The God of Isaac. And that God, the God of Isaac and Jacob and Jesus, can be your Savior. He can be your friend. He'll walk. He says, can two walk together unless they agree? When you agree with Him, the whole world is out there at your disposal. He says, our steps are ordered by Him. Just think about it. When you step out, He delighteth in your way. You don't know to step out there. He delights in your way. He walks with you as you cross this world. And you're on a journey from this day forth to heaven. That journey takes you through times of valleys, of problems, but He's fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runs over. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my, that's the fuel I run on. The joy of the Lord. He's that supernatural strength that helps me to be delivered. That keeps me on the straight and narrow day by day. But God will keep you at every issue of your life. It parallels. God has a parallel with you in heaven. He said circumstances will come to your way. Is in Yokohama, Japan. Is that first lieutenant. Asked me if I had something to show him. I pulled out of my pocket. I kept it all that time. It was a letter from an owner of a equipment dealership. And he knew all about, pretty much, he wrote this letter out to who concerns. I give him that letter and he says, this is what we've been looking for. He says, you don't have to go in the infantry no more. He says, you go on your way to run a bulldozer. I was so happy. I was happy because God was with me off that ship we just got off on. And here I was going to my way to Korea, but I was going to do something. I was happy. God orders your steps every step of the way. He'll not fail you. He's on your side. As my brother was going out in eternity, I was pretty concerned with my brother. He was a middleman. He said he's not supposed to live maybe 2 hours, 3 hours. So I knew it was 4 hours from here to get to him. So I said, Lord, would you let me be able to see him one more time? The Lord started putting my heart, says, well, if you just go there and pray for him, he's going to be all right for a while. So I got in that hospital, and my dad was very against my kind of Christianity until after he got, the Lord touched him. Then he's a little more open. But see, when you get right with God, it opens your all your seeing is all together different. What you once hated, you love. What you love, what's love, you hate it. Because it's all round backwards. Your whole mindset is backwards. I hope out there you can understand what I'm talking about, but what you're doing, it can be totally wrong, and you're thinking it's right. Something triggers something in your mind that sets you at peace in all areas. You can walk in deliverance. As I walked into that hospital, I told my dad, I'm going to go and pray for him. He said, I don't know when they'll let you. And I said, well, I'm going to try. So I went and asked this nurse. She says, you can go in there, but you can't say a word out loud. I said, I'm going to be praying quietly. She said, well, it's all right. Go just do that. I told her, I'm not going to see you. Yes, I'm going to be praying. Now I'll keep quiet. And 2 hours and 35 minutes or 34 minutes, something like that, he woke right up and he says, hey! He's in a coma, never spoke. He was on his way to eternity. But I seen that. God changed the situation. He changes all issues. He is your God that's going to help you in Japan, wherever you're at. God's there to help you, to save you, and you can't find this with any other God in the world. There's no God like God, the one that his son is Jesus Christ. He'll set you free. He'll enrich you to a place that you can live righteously and holy in this present day. And I mean, we're to live holy without holiness. The Bible says, no man shall see God. Holiness is something that will bless you. We all need holiness. We're so blinded. We don't know that until God has the forces in to holiness. Then we'll say, wow, it's so wonderful here of God. I was a wreck before, and now you sent me, you saved me from the disaster. And we've all on a ship course to disaster until we meet Jesus. We're all on a way of eternal wreck. We're going to go to a place that's so terrible, it's without description. And I'll tell you where we're going to. It's without, I have not seen, neither ear heard, neither has it entered the heart of man, the things that are prepared from them that love God. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, out there wherever you are, isn't it a wonderful deal? They used to have the deal that Roosevelt had, a new deal. Well, I'll tell you, God's got a deal that nobody should put away. You're going to become a loser if you don't let you take it. But you become a winner if you accept it. It's all through the accepting or rejecting. You need to accept, but even the Christians are rejecting it nowadays. The Christians are getting where they're so full of anti-doctrines of devils, seducing spirits, all these things are creeping in because our heart has not stayed on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says they keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon him or thee. I like it thee because it means that my mind stayed on my God that's holy. He's perfect. He brings us in to perfection. See what you say. Holiness may not be holiness to somebody, but it is God. Churches are real churchy, but they're not so holy. They're all talking about saying the right thing. Oh boy, you know, if we just sit out here, we just have a prayer meeting about nothing. We'll pray about, you know, have a good thing. No, God has to be in what you do. It's his church. It's his world. And how we act in this world determines where we're going to go thereafter. It's real simple. It's his world. We're living on his time, on everything that he knows. And yet we go out here and want to say, boss him around. It's not good. He leads us, not we lead him, but the churches are leading him. Oh Lord, will you help us do this? I said, you prayed about, I said this. My brother here heard me tell him, his pastor says, would you pray for this? And I said, did you consult the Lord on this? And he said, no, I never did that. I said, you're out of, not where you should be with the Lord. I said, and he still couldn't get straight. I said, God's being leading you, not, you know, I took him to church years ago. I'm going to tell something about myself. Bible says, do what you can never do. And the Lord told me this is just to be active in the Lord until that day that he called me. I wasn't been called, but right now I'm in my calling. Here I've had a stroke, and this is my call, because what I'm touching is people throughout the world. I know how it is to be hurting. I know how it is to have a stroke, and the church has had a stroke throughout the world, and they need to be set free. They need to have that exception. God's there to deliver them, that brings them into victory through Jesus Christ. As time goes on, you see that, like my brother, you have to pray sometimes effectively. Bible says in James not to pray in a mist. Many times people are praying in a mist. I've been in prayer meetings, so the Lord wasn't in it. A lot of self was in it. Self does not promote a prayer meeting. God does it. It's getting yourself right with God before the prayer meeting starts, and that's what the prayer meeting is about. It's getting yourself right with God, not sitting back there and everybody comparing notes. It's not a comparing deal. It's loving, preferring the other brother, your sister. But when they won't prefer you, then you have to back off and you can do nothing. But you prefer them above yourself. If they're where they should be, this works. But if you start standing in where you should be with the Lord, God's going to promote you that you pray for your child, your headache. I used to have the headaches that was after I come back from Korea, that's after I was married, I had headaches. And I'd only get them sometimes, but boy, my head would hurt so hard, just ache. And I was working on a 977, what's a Caterpillar loader, track loader. And I had the back end of our part of it, and I was putting it in it was in June that year, and oh, it was so hot, and just hot, and the sun was bearing down on me, and I finished up my job, and had a big air hose in the back of my truck, and I disconnected that air hose, my head was hurting so bad, it hit me in the head, and brought blood, and before I knew it, I said, I rebuke you, Satan, and this headache, in the name of Jesus, get gone. And it left right then. Never had a headache since. Sometimes we have to speak with oracles from God. See, I couldn't have done that. That's after the Lord had started me. But I need to learn this. There's time when you have to say defensively, get behind me, Satan. You worker of iniquity. I don't not know part of you. And what we do when we start fellowshipping with people that believe and not the move of God, not move of the Holy Ghost, we denounce the fact that God is God, God is holy. We put more emphasis on the hurting someone's feelings. I was told one time, I said, you know, if you'd be a little more sensitive, you're not real sensitive as people. And I said, yes, I'm sensitive, but I'm not the sensitive the way you move. I don't want to see people go to hell. Well, that isn't your department. I said, no, it's not my department. But I said, I need to learn that they know where God's going to have, where you've got something in your direction. The way we tell things can determine sometimes if a person misses the way. The Bible plainly says, if you cause a little one to stumble, be better than a millstone put upon your neck and cast a deeper sea. If I preach the power of Jesus Christ, I need to bring it in the fullness. Because if I tell them that there's nothing to the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I can tell them there's nothing to Jesus, all of it, but they're all of Jesus. But I do that, you're causing a little one to stumble out there, brother, sister, I don't care who you are. It says it'd be better than a millstone put upon your neck and cast in the deepest sea. And I truly believe it's it. Because we cannot manipulate people's minds into anything. It takes the drawing of the Spirit, first of all, to get a person saved. You don't do it just going out there and say, you want to accept Jesus. No, God deals with it. I believe it. There's a lot of Christians who have never been saved. It's been a formula of the endeavor of a man. It's a good practice, but it's not godly. It looks very churchy, yeah. But how many are really saved? God showed me a vision also one time of 1 million babies died. Broke my heart. I couldn't sleep for, I just was so, seeing that many babies dead. And I thought, well, it's from abortion. No, the Lord says, not from abortion. I told him, I said, that's from abortion? No. There's not many from there, but that's not an abortion what you're seeing. It's for those who have once accepted Jesus Christ, their personal Savior, and have been let out, and they've lost the way. When you bring a person to Jesus Christ, you're responsible to help him, to minister him power, a way of sound doctrine, that he was strong in the Lord, but these are weak in the Lord, and they lose out and they die. And then that's those who have been drawn out through the Spirit. But those, there's many others that just say, well, you can accept Jesus, it's just like a mess. Accepting, it's a free passport to heaven, and they don't have to do nothing. That kind of doctrine, they're going to be guilty, because we cannot do these things. Only God does it. We're workers in God's vineyard, and His vineyard is to help us in these situations, especially when people determine their eternal direction. We got to be right, because the Bible says a person cannot be saved unless the Spirit draws them. It's God's force, and when that happens, it makes touch there, and it changes them. It says, any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Former things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. At that time, there is a turning point that takes place, and an individual, something revolves, and he's thinking totally change. He needs help, or she needs help, to coach them on, because their memory's still there. And if you're not careful, that memory comes back to the old man. But the Spirit has already touched you to go in a different direction. Then that's why you need a brother or sister in the Lord to help you, to enlighten you, in our pastor that would preach the right sermons to get them into a place until they're rooted and grounded in the Lord. It's like you put a grain crop in. If you don't get enough rain, which is happening right at rain or something like that, it dies. But a new Christian, it takes really care. It's just like a nursery out there. You need to care for them very carefully. That's why Christians are brought up through the way of the old type method. Their folks were Christians and they were Christians. They grew up through the childhood. That they're strong. But you take immature people that come out and they don't know nothing about Jesus, then those, here we put them in a place of, they don't know what's going on. You see what happens. And then they give up and they become leaders like we have in our nation. Where I thought about that the other day. I had a dollar bill and I says, it says, in God we trust. And I said, Lord, this is terrible. We're a nation that was so indoctrinated by churches, but yet we have our monies even don't have any in God no more. There's no trust in God. There's no trust in God. But this, that the man may be furnished, and their total trust. His whole life revolves on trust. I'm going to tell you some things that I probably beat a lot of people in this one area, because most people, that they come to me and they come to my house and says, well, you don't know nothing. I said, yeah, well, I'm not going to say nothing. But I've had to prove myself many times. And I'll tell you, I, out there in the world, I believe it's not, but I had 5 plum trees that grew up through power line, that was high tension voltage line, telephone, and cable. The power line people come and said, you've got to get this out of there, you're going to be in big trouble. My wife was sick, and I said, I don't got money to, it's going to be a text to work, you can get a truck in there. So I just started praying. Lord says, don't be so concerned about it. I'll help you. I said, you gonna help me in that? Well, sure, I'll help you. Lord, you know what? Yeah, sure, I'll help you. I can get them out of there for you. Well, I was so, you know, I thought I could see a person in the church getting touched this way, but, you know, out in my backyard and all that. Well, God said, hey, I'm the same out here. He said, I'm more out here than I am in there. Not only like, it's like you see Jesus. I remember when I was seeing Jesus, he said he, they didn't want him. So I said, okay. He says, you wait for the day that I tell you. You don't do nothing till I tell you. This all took trust. And I kept it in the back of my mind. I said, Lord, help me. You're so special. Your eyes over the righteous. Your ears over the crying. Lord, I need you to help me with this. Lord knew it. So I just backed off. I just quit bothering with it. This one morning, the wind was blowing so heavy. Oh, the wind was blowing. Lord says, days, they do it. I says, loggers say don't saw when the wind's blowing. He says, yeah, I know it. But it's for my, well, it's, I know what I'm doing. I know it. Okay, shut up. Talk to me. I said, I'm going to shut up because God knows all. And I stood out and I had an electric chainsaw. It wasn't making any noise. The Lord was, I didn't want to make sure I could hurt exactly when he said, get your chainsaw up there. And when I tell you cut, you cut. He says, cut. And I cut. And I, my wilderness, that wind, I don't know what it did. It just sort of, and as the trees sort of turned like this and went out. So help me God, this is exactly, and laid down right behind me, fell down. And I thought, come on, she don't feel it. Oh, come on, Lord, you're so wonderful. God is in it. He's here. He wouldn't allow me to tell you lies. So I mean, I'm telling the exact truth. The second one, the same way. The third one, my wife had already told me she's going to send me away to the boogie place and she's going to have me put in jail. Fifth one fell on the ground, same way. Lord says, now just take care of your wife. I said, okay. But God is God. But that's what it is trusting in Him. You don't see Him, but everything He do revolves about Him. See, in the army, that's why the Lord told me to go to the army. I needed to. Everything worked perfect. All Christians said, oh, you don't want to go to the army. You're all asking. The Lord says, I want you to live in there. Live for me in there. And I did. I mean, they called me all kinds of names. I mean, terrible things. And they was, and the Lord says, wait. There's going to be a change pretty soon. So we got physical fitness come up. 8 weeks, I think it was. I came in second in about, I remember 1,600 men. Physical fitness. All these guys backed off from that time on. The Lord says, yeah, they should have backed up. But see, I had help. I didn't drink. I didn't smoke. All these things are hindrances of our, the world, you know, I didn't have to be, but I was in pretty good shape. But what I'm saying, I didn't have to be too much because they had hindrances in them. And we get those hindrances in us in the world that we're not really a good soldier. We're not really, the Bible says we're to be as soldiers of the Lord. Timothy, we are a good soldier. Because a good soldier, you don't think anything about before you go home at night. You're out to do a job for your country. Well, our country is God. When you start moving by Him, you do it because He says do it. You follow it as a good soldier. Out through the world, I want you to take this message tonight because you can help you to live for God. Eat His Word. Eat it. Read it. Eat it. See, the Bible says, the letter killeth, but the Spirit brings forth life. The letter, sometimes, we get so much the Word in us, if we're not careful, we don't have the Spirit of the Lord in us, we cut. We cause brothers and sisters to stumble when it shouldn't be because we're not full of the Spirit. Now, we have a Word intake only. It takes Spirit and Word together. This Word is God. We also need the Holy Spirit within us to stimulate this to where it works right in God's direction. Then all things work together for good to them that love God who are called according to His purpose. When we start walking in victory, starting in trusting Him, things are going to happen. You're going to see miracles. I used to remember the Lord say, go into the hospital. I got someone to pray for. So I'd go in there, just my old clothes on, got to touch them. See, God, we're all on assignments here. That's what it's supposed to be. But we grow into where the ability of being on assignment for Him. Maybe He won't have to do nothing. But some people get called to do certain things. A lot of times, a person don't have to do nothing but be a good child of God. God loves you. There's no difference in His love. God loves us all the same. Now, we get some points once in a while because this and that. But as far as our love, it's the same. universal. He loves us all. He's here to direct you, to make his face to shine upon you, to have mercy upon you, give you his love forevermore. You, what a deal. You can't beat what God can give you. Person out there, brother and sister, there's nothing competes with the living God. No church. If you go to a church, make sure you're getting from heaven. Because churches can steer you wrong, saying you don't need to be holy. But I guarantee you, the Bible said without wholeness, no man, when you see the printing of the word, without wholeness, no man shall see or please God. Well, that's pretty direct to my heart. It says, lay aside every weight and sin that so easily besets you and run that race with patience. That's pretty clear to me. More clear than the way I can speak it. I'm sorry. My words are not real good anymore. But my heart is for the Lord. And I pray this day that out there, wherever you are, that you see this message today. If God be for you, who will be against you? If he's on your side, you don't have to worry. He's your eternal help. If the old world all burns up overnight, you don't have to worry. He's going to take you through it. He's going to pull you out of it. He's going to keep you in the hour of temptation. And that hour of temptation is pretty close to happening. God's your answer. He's your transport to eternal life forever. It's a place where your old body don't get old, don't get decrepit. You can't see, you can't feel, you can't get to where it don't work. Well, God works all the time. And you go in there with a new home, a new body, everything's new. And it says you're going to it's going to be so wonderful up there, you won't even remember this word. It's because it's so wonderful. And the opposite is going to be a bad place. It's there for Hitler, all the imps of hell, doctrines of devils, all the things that we face in life that has made it so miserable that the hospital has been full of the hand of the enemy. Suicides, all these things that causes mankind to fall. All the prisoners that's in the prisons, all the judges have determined a sentence. Because of people who are not right with God. The enemy, he manipulates the lives of many, many men. He deceives them, and pretty soon them, they set up as murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, adulterers, all these things counts of wrongdoing. And God's here to set you free, to help you to endure with him only for a season, and there's going to be life everlasting with Jesus Christ. God be glory, to God be all praise. I love you all. I pray that you'll call us when you can, because we must love you. And God, there's no way that I can tell you how much God loves you so much. God bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, and amen, and amen. See you in heaven.
Praise the Lord. Life everlasting with Jesus Christ. That's a wonderful phrase. Thank you, Brother Freedom, and thank the Lord most of all. Thank you for joining us. Amen.